Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Devin. How may I help you? Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Devin. How may I assist you?
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, ma'am?
Good. I'm calling because I got an invoice this morning for an order that I never placed, and so I'm just trying to figure out what happened.
Okay. I'll just have to see if you possibly have an account with us. May I have your zip code, please?
06040.
All right, you said 06040?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name?
Amy DeSalvatore.
Thank you for that. Oh, and for security purposes, may I have your address?
55 Emily Lane.
Thank you, ma'am. So, yes, I do see as of April 23rd, 2021, that you started our 14-day trial for our smart fitness tracker, which was shipping and handling $7.97. And this product is used to help track sleep patterns, measure steps, as well as measure blood oxygen levels. And I do see that as of April 23rd on the same day, an agent notated that you only wanted the watch, so everything was voided.
Correct.
So, yes, the lifetime warranty of $19.95, the second smart fitness tracker, $6.97, and the replacement straps, $19.98, all of those are voided. So you only have, as of April 23rd, that 14-day trial. And on May 10th is when the 14-day trial ended, which was that one-time fee of $69.87.
Okay, so here's what happened on my end. I got an Amazon offer to fill out a survey for Amazon, and as a complimentary gift for doing this survey, I would be sent a, quote, free watch. So I went ahead and did that. Obviously, I understood that the shipping was needing to be paid, so I paid the whatever it was, $7 or $8 in shipping. But then since then, obviously, those three other charges that I voided have been incurred, and now this $70 charge has been incurred. So what is the situation with the ongoing charges, and was that never a gift from Amazon, and how should I go about, like, returning the watch and canceling the whole order?
All right, so do you remember clicking a box that asked if you were 18 years old or older before proceeding to checkout?
I don't remember that specifically.
Well, yes, I was just using that as a pinpoint, but above where it asked you that was the terms and conditions that showed that it's a 14-day trial where we'll ship you out the product to see if it's something that'll to see if it's something that'll possibly work for you. And in the event that you decide our product is not for you or you wish to discontinue, it states that you have to cancel within the 14-day trial period before being billed for the product that you pay shipping and handling on. So as of April 23rd, that's when your 14-day trial started, but it ended as of May 10th. But this is just a one-time fee, so it's not a recurring charge. And even if you would like to possibly still keep the watch, I can give you, like, $10 off of the one-time fee, ma'am.
No, I'm not interested at all. I'm feeling actually quite stupid that I was roped into something that I never, you know, I only took it as a thank you for serving out our survey. Here's our free gift, and I should have known better. So at this point, I just want to know what my options are for either returning it, because I did not receive the watch on April 13th. That's when the order was placed, but it took several days for the watch to even come in. So I certainly haven't even had it in my possession for 14 days.
Yes, and on the terms and conditions, it shows that 4 days at most for the shipping and handling, and then for the 10 days, that's what'll make it 14 days, which is really interesting because I've never heard of anything like that, but it is for this product for the terms and conditions. But, ma'am, even if I were to give you $20 off of this, would you like to keep it?
If you will give me $20 off, and if this will get me completely out of any further terms and conditions or charges, I would be satisfied with that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll make sure I do so. And like I said, it's just a one-time fee, and you will have no more charges, ma'am.
Okay, so what else did I miss in the terms and conditions that I didn't bother reading? Are there any other small print loopholes? Anything else that I should know as a consumer?
No, ma'am. It was just it's a 14-day trial. After those 14 days, you would just be billed that one-time fee for the product that you paid the shipping and handling on. And that was it in reference to the terms and conditions.
Okay.
It's not a recurring charge. And I just made sure that I refunded that $20 to you, ma'am. And it'll be applied back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I could do for you?
Did this have anything to do with Amazon survey, or was this just a pop-up?
This may have been a reference to the survey.
Okay.
All right. But is there anything else I could do for you, ma'am?
No, will I get email confirmation of that $20 credit, or will I just see it on my statement?
You'll see it on your statement, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling the customer. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, thanks, Devin, for your help.
I know, anytime. And thank you for calling customer service. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.